Well, I wish you a good morning. Our young friends, we don't always have young friends to be able to speak to here at our Lord's Day meetings, but a greeting to you. Didn't know quite how old you would all be. I was told you'd be young, but you're looking pretty young to me, very bright and very much there. So a little thought, right? A little thought. It'd be good to get to know you after the service, perhaps know your names. But anyway, a thought. The word that people at the moment fear, or the sound actually, that they fear. I wonder what that might be. What is it that people think, oh no, it's that? Well, the word that I have in mind is ping, all right? Ping. That is the word. Because what does that mean? It might mean this. But there you are, if you have your mobile phone or whatever, and it's telling you, you have been near to somebody who had COVID-19. You must now stay at home. I don't know, 10 days, is it? 2 weeks, maybe. Don't take that from me. Read the regulations for yourself. But ping, that can be telling you, you now stay indoors. You can't come out for however long that it is. And lots of people at the moment are having to stay indoors. Can't go out. Well, they shouldn't do, and are having to just remain there. I've heard yesterday train services not running in places because so many drivers have been pinged. They were near to somebody who had COVID-19, got to stay at home, can't drive their train. No trains running in certain places, and lots of other people too. And at schools, I've heard lots of schools, children staying at home because somebody near to them has been pinged. They got that ping sound. Well, apparently, tomorrow is Freedom Day, and some of the restrictions, apparently, are going to be lifted. But I tell you this, just let me tell you a little thought about that. Freedom. Do you know, I never lost it. We've had lockdowns. We've had to stay at home, perhaps off school, whatever else. But I've never lost my freedom, nor my liberty. Another word means being free. You're not shut in. You're not locked in. So why am I saying that? I'm saying that because I'm a Christian. And I'm saying that because, well, the future, what's going to happen? Is this going to be some horrible ending here? No. I believe the Bible, and I believe Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and I believe one day he's coming back. And I believe that answers everything for me. That tells me all my soul needs to know. I'm free. Free from that worry. Free from that fear. And free, actually, even if I can't sing at the moment in church and I can't do various other things that I usually do, I'm still free to love God and free to serve him. And I can still hear from him because I can read the Bible and I can pray to him. None of that has ended. I've always had Freedom Day in that way. I've always had that free to serve God and to love him because he hasn't gone into lockdown. He doesn't have anybody say to him, oh, sorry, you can't meet with those people. You can't talk to those people. He can talk to people wherever they are. And so wherever he is, there is freedom. Freedom from sin. Freedom from burdens and worries that could really drag us down. So I've enjoyed that freedom. And I'm looking forward to singing. And I'm looking forward, not perhaps having to wear a mask in so many places so often. Sure I am. But in the end, what matters the most? My soul. I know the Lord Jesus. Do you? Because to know him is to know the best person that there is to know. And to have, my sin forgiven and fellowship, friendship with God. That is everything. I leave you with those thoughts. Perhaps get to know you a little bit better after the service. Well, our second hymn is 174 in our hymn books, 174, that earth and heaven combine.